Book of Exodus, chapter number 33, verse number 20. You want to read along with us? Book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse number 20. And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. It shall come to pass that while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." He said, and the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock." Amen. I want to read just a little bit real quickly in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 45. Amen. Book of Isaiah, chapter number 45, verse number 1. Praise the Lord. Book of Isaiah, chapter number 45, and verse number 1. Thank the good Lord. Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me." Amen. Verse number 2 and 3 told us, "I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel." Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would meet with us right here tonight. Precious Lord and loving Savior, we thank you, Lord, for one more opportunity to be in thy house. Oh, Lord, we realize that we're nothing without you. Our feebleness, our weakness, our inability is before us. God, we realize that our sufficiency is of God. I pray that you would stand by us and give us the words to say and anoint us, Lord, to preach your holy word into this congregation. God, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for what you've already done. I pray you'd bless this service. Give us a good altar call. Amen. Let hearts and lives be touched and encouraged and strengthened in the Lord. God, we ask you to help us in these last days. Amen. Send that latter anointing, Lord. Let it rest upon us and move right here in the midst of this congregation. And we give you the praise and you the honor and you the glory. Amen. For without you, we can and never could do anything. And we thank you in the precious, in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen. If the Lord help us tonight, amen, we need your prayers that the Lord will touch us, amen, help our voice and help us out here tonight, amen, to be able to preach this glorious gospel. Amen, if the Lord help us, I want to try to preach to us, amen, on the riches of the secret place. Amen, the riches of the secret place. One place in the New Testament, it may be found in all four of the gospels there. Amen. The Lord was speaking to us. It's found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. He told us to that if we would enter into our closet, and after we have shut to the door, amen, and prayed to our Father which is in secret, and our Father which seeth in secret, he said, and he would reward us openly. Amen. So we realize that there is a place, amen, that we can reach God. Amen. There is a place that God meets with man. Amen. And man can meet with God. Amen. I feel like since the beginning of time, it's been God's will to meet with man. Amen. We started out reading there in the book of Exodus. Amen. And we find that precious man of God. Amen. Moses by name. Amen. A man that no doubt was close to the Lord, and the Lord lived close to him. Amen. But we also realize that Moses was a man. Amen. Moses had his problems. He had his troubles. Amen. He had his trials and his tribulations. Amen. For he was over a great multitude of people. Amen. And there was times that the load, amen, got just too much for Moses to bear. Amen. One time he had to have Aaron and Hur. Amen. To hold up his arms. Amen. Other times he would just go, amen, up to a mountain somewhere. Amen. Or to the backside of a desert somewhere. Amen. What's Moses trying to do? Amen. He's trying to find help from the Almighty. Amen. And we find Moses in a place. Amen. No doubt life has took its toll on him. Amen. He's got many problems and situations. Amen. Staring him in the face. Amen. Many people that's dependent upon him. Amen. And he gets to this place. Amen. That he just falls upon his knees. Amen. Begins to take his request. Amen. His petitions before the Lord. Amen. And the Lord spoke to him when we read in Exodus. And he said this. Amen. There is a place by me. Amen. For thou shalt stand upon a rock. Amen. And I'll put my hand over your eyes. Amen. And my glory is going to pass by. And you're going to see my hand upon. Amen. Help us preach here for just a little while. Amen. So we must realize, amen, that there is a place that we can find the Lord. Amen. We may not be able to go to Mount Moriah. Amen. I've never been there, Brother Jerry. Amen. I may not be able to go to the backside of that desert. Amen. Where that burning bush was. Amen. That Moses saw. Amen. That encouraged his heart. Amen. And stirred his soul. Amen. I may not be able to go. Amen. And pray where others have prayed. Amen. But Christ said, amen, just enter into your closet. And after you shut to thy door, amen, pray to your Father, amen, which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret, he shall reward you openly. Amen, we find Moses. Amen, realize that I'm just a man. I am but dust. Amen, if I've begotten all this multitude, amen, that I should take care of them, what am I going to do, Lord? And he would hear a voice. Amen, come up to this mountain. Amen. When you get overloaded. Amen. When you get overburdened. I want you to know, Moses, that there is always, and there always will be, amen, a place, and it's by me. Amen. It's a place, amen, that you can get to. Amen. The psalm writer wrote, and he said this, amen, beautiful is Mount Zion on the sides of the north. Amen. Beautiful for situations. Amen. Zion is in a place that everybody can get to. And not only that, even every problem, every need, every situation, even can get help in Mount Zion. It's beautiful for our situation. Even so, he's telling Moses, there is a place, and it's by the Lord. And you can get help there. You can find strength there. I want you to understand that you can meet the Lord. You can come to Him. He's made access for us. Amen. Have you ever just got to the place you just needed help, brother?
Amen. Just needed strength.
Yeah.
Amen. That your wife couldn't give you. Amen. That nobody else could give you.
Come
Amen.
On.
You're just walking around. I'm needing the Lord to touch me.
Yeah.
Amen. There's been some that went out in the woods. Amen. Found them a stump. Amen. Others have went in closets. Amen. Read about some one man. Amen. Prayed with his head. Amen. In a shoebox. Amen. Just different places. Amen. Some go to their bathroom. Amen. Some go to the kitchen. Amen. Some go outside. Amen. Some come to the church. Amen. Lock themselves away. Amen. Others go to a Sunday school room. Amen. But God's letting us know. Amen. Somewhere in your life, I've got a place. Amen. And I'll meet with you. Hey, Jacob, when you're running from yourself. Amen. And what you've done. Amen. Your wickedness, your lies. Even your deceitfulness, there's always a penal that if you'll get willing, even the God of glory has a place that you can pray. Even for there is a fountain, and it's opened up in the house of Jesse, and it's for sin, and it's for uncleanness, and it's for whosoever will. Even I want us to understand, there is a place that man can reach the Lord.
Hey, God.
Amen. There was some. Amen. I feel like met him right here last night. Amen. One kneeling here. Amen. One kneeling over yonder. Amen. One standing up there. Amen. Somebody else standing up here. Amen. Somebody else kneeling up here. Amen. But God was letting us know. Amen. There is a place that I meet with man. Amen. And there is a place where man, amen, can meet with me. Amen. It's a secret place. Amen. It's known only to the individual. Amen. It may be right there at your pew. Amen. But in your mind right now. Amen. Some is thinking about places. Amen. That you've met with God. Amen. When you was just at your wit's end. Amen. Didn't feel like. Amen. You can go another mile. I'll never forget that place. Amen. In North Georgia. Amen. Where I prayed that day. Amen. And God met me. And saved and cleansed. Amen. And washed my soul away. Amen. Sometimes we feel like. Amen. God. Amen. Is so far away. Amen. But the Bible tells us that he's not far. Amen. From every one of us. That's why he said, feel. Amen. Seek after him. You'll find him if you look hard enough.
Amen. I'm starting to feel more like preaching here tonight. Amen.
And we find, went on down to Isaiah. Amen. We know there is a place now. Amen. He said, amen, when they was making and building cities, he told them this. I want you to build a certain number of cities, and they're going to be cities of refuge. Amen. What's that for? Amen. If something bad ever happens in somebody's life, amen, I want enough cities, amen, that everybody has a chance. Amen. To reach one of them. Amen. And they were all types of Christ. Amen. He told them, build me a tabernacle that I may dwell among my people. Amen. That when they sin, there will be a place of an advocate. Amen. He told them this. Amen. That he was a high tower and the righteous run up into it and they are safe. Amen. First of all, I've got to get us to realize. Amen. There is a place, brother. Amen. Where God is. Amen. And it's a place that every one of us, amen, can get to. Amen. Life deals us some hard punches. Amen. The devil fights us sore. Amen. And Moses himself, amen, realize, I'll never make it on my own. Amen. But God's letting him know, you can't make it by yourself. But when you get to the place that you feel like turning back, amen, remember, there's always a place, and it's by my side. In that place, I'll touch you. In that place, I'll encourage you. In that place, I'll let you feel my help, my grace, my countenance. And you'll leave that place even excited, for God met you there.
Isaiah said, I will give thee the treasures of darkness.
and the hidden riches of secret places. Amen. That's what we want to try to preach on. Amen. The riches of the secret place. Amen. Every time I read about Moses going to a place where God was at, Brother Mike, I read about him going empty-handed. Nothing in his hand. Help me here a little while. Empty-hearted. Nothing in his heart. He didn't go there ready to say, I'm ready to lead Israel. I'm ready to preach the gospel. I'm ready to stand up on a mountain and read these Ten Commandments. I'm ready to tell this whole congregation here, even that God's going to lead us through this desert. Even that God's going to bring us even into the land of Canaan. Even every time I read about him going there, even he's all down. I just don't know if I can make it. I can't take all these people. I can't take all these problems. Even but he would go up there and they seen him go empty-handed. They seen him leave with nothing. Even but something about that place. Every time he left with something in his hand. Whether it was a rod, even or commandments, or a burning blessed testimony, even or the word of God in his heart. All to understand why you need to go to that place, because there's riches there, riches that are untold. Even there's things there, even treasures that we must have if we're going to make it in this life. Come on now.
I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him.
Come on now. Yes.
Amen. Boy, that leaves us way down there. That leaves us without hope there, Brother Mike.
Come on.
Amen. How can we stay excited, amen, about that we never see?
Yeah.
How can we stay encouraged, amen, and zealous about that we never hear about? Even how can we stay, even with a burning desire to go there? Even if we never hear about it, if we never see it, if we can never even imagine it or think about it. Even, and that's the way it is today. Even that's why the devil even does not want these altars even to be filled tonight. That's why he does not want you even to pray at your home. That's why he does not want you even to take time out. Even to seek the face, even of the Father. For if you never see heaven, if you never feel heaven, if you never hear about heaven, even it'll be a good chance, even that you'll leave the church, even and get discouraged in the God of your salvation. Feel the Holy Ghost. Feel the Holy Ghost. I have not seen. Heareth not her, neither is it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen. History says that they took John the Baptist, plucked his eyes out, Brother Jerry. Amen. And took him to that Isle of Patmos. Amen. Left him there to die. Amen. Away from his friends. Amen. Away from the church. Amen. Away from his prayer place. Amen. Away from that blessed church. Amen. Away from that blessed altar. Amen. Away from that preacher. Amen. Away from the rest of the children of God. He's left there to die. Amen. On the Isle of Patmos. Amen. A barren place. Even a dry place, a discouraging place, even a place where the devil even fights his mind. Look what serving God, even it's got you. Look what living for Christ, even it's done for you. And that blessed man, even is there wandering around in the darkness of his blindness, hearing the voice of that all discourager, even trying to get him to turn away from God. But he feels around somewhere, Brother Jerry. On the Lord's day. Lord, I can't see nothing. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I feel so discouraged.
I got so much on me, Lord. I don't feel like singing right now. I don't feel like raising my hands and worshiping. Where is the church? Oh, where is the saints? I ain't got nobody to testify to me. Oh, I don't know if I can make it another mile. Even and all of a sudden, Brother Mike, even he's knelt down with blindness. Even he's knelt in that altar with nothing but darkness. Even nothing but that barren place. Even and all of a sudden, but by the Spirit, it is revealed unto him. Even he comes out of that place, even with what we know as, even the book of Revelation. He said, I looked and saw, and behold, a lamb. Even that elder said, Weep not, God, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I want to tell you, church, how do you get encouraged? Behold, look at the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lion.
You're the Holy Ghost.
Come on,
brother. You're the Holy Ghost.
Took some of your visions away.
Come on.
He's took your zeal away. Oh, Brother Brian, that's a bad place to be. But we see John the Revelator walking around.
Yeah.
Where'd he get that at? I got it in that closet. I got it by that tree. I got it by that mound of sand. Even I got it in that secret place. Amen. We see them sons of the prophets. Amen. They're all just as discouraged as Elisha is. They're all just as down as Elisha is. Amen. For the man of God, even that blessed Elijah, even in whom they saw the Spirit of God work, he's about to die and be taken. Amen. But there's only one following him. Amen. And it's that man Elisha. Amen. He's walking there with nothing. Amen. Don't you know he's going to be taken? Yeah. Amen. Don't you know our hope is gone? Yeah. Amen. Don't you know them messages are going, yes, even, but leave me alone. Even, and they're staring out. Even, but he goes to a secret place. Even, and I can see him. As they look out over that river, even, who is that? It's Elijah coming back. Even, he takes that man out, and he smites the water. I know it's Elijah. Nobody else can do it like that. But it looks just like Elijah. He got that mantle in the secret place. Hey, friend, that anointing you need, you'll find it here. That touch you need, you'll find it here. That touch of Holy Ghost that you need to fall on you, it's in God's secret place.
God, help him tonight. Touch him tonight, God. Touch him, Jesus. Come on, brother.
A man will fail of heaven. Nobody would have been there, Brother Mike. Nobody could have picked it up. Because it fell in a secret place. Oh, help me here, little while.
Come on.
Help me here, little while. How many times God wanted to save? God wanted to sanctify. God wanted to baptize the Holy Ghost. And it fell on God's altar. Nobody was there.
Come on, brother.
Help me here, little while. Oh, help me preach here a little bit. Oh, would you help me preach here just a little bit? Oh, help me here a little while. Amen. In the upper room, amen. The Bible said that they assembled themselves. Amen. They was even locking the doors. Amen. For fear of the Jews. Amen. Let's find us a hiding place. Amen. Let's get as far away from everybody. Amen. As we can. Amen. They're going to do the same thing to us that they've done to our leader, Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't feel like preaching now. Amen. Peter himself. Amen. Is feeling bad for what he's done. Amen. He's denied the Lord. And he's gathered up there by myself. Amen. But in that secret place, even there appeared unto them, even some blessed treasures. Even Peter grabbed one and he went out and he said, even these men are not drunken as he supposed. This is just some of the treasures even that they found up there in that upper room. Why don't you come? It's a wonderful supply.
supply answers. Even I'm telling us what you need tonight is in that secret place of God.
Where are you going, Moses? Come on. I'm going where I've always been, boy. Look at our leader. Jesus Christ himself. Feeling the weight of my sins. Goes along, brother Mike. Disciples stay here and he goes to stones cast further. Just got to get by myself. God, if it be possible, will you let this cup pass from me? Don't know if I can drink it. The bulls of Basin come passing me about. They're gaping on me. They're biting on me, Lord. Dogs are surrounding me. It's a bitter cup. Lord, let it pass from me. Please, Lord. I don't know if I can drink it. Hey, you may help me preach here a little bit. I'm telling you about our Savior all by himself. Amen. Don't we sing the song? Amen. He prayed until his sweat became as great drops of blood. Amen. Oh, don't you see him in agony? I'm needing help. I'm in a hard place. Amen. Oh, amen. But I'm coming to where I've always got help. Amen. In the secrecy of this garden. Amen. There ain't nobody here, but they all see him. I've God. Amen. For he does see in secret. Amen. Job said, I looked here, looked here, looked here, looked here, but I could not find him. But the Lord knoweth the way that I take. He seeth the secret place in my heart. And the Bible said, and there appeared unto him angels minister unto him. He went there with nothing. Even when he come back saying, wake up, boys, for the hour is come. I'm ready to drink that cup. I'm ready to go. Hey, church, even I'll be the cast. Even somebody needs to find something in that secret place. Oh, hallelujah. You remember that preacher, John Bunyan? Put him in jail. Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But in that jail, if I understand right, it didn't end with nothing. But he come out with something that I've read. Hallelujah. I saw in my dream a man clothed in rags and a great burn on his back. That man was John Bunyan. Yeah. He said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I live in the city of destruction. And there come to him a man named Evangelist.
Come on, bro.
And he said, do you see yonder wicket gate?
Come on.
He said, no, I don't think I do. Well, do you see that light? He said, I think I do. He said, well, go toward that light. Praise God. And he started on his journey. Amen. Help me here a little while. Even he come to one place and it said it was the house of the interpreter.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I feel like that's the house of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You remember that secret place, brother? Even when you just didn't know what and how to do and what to do. Even but he brought you to a secret place. Even through the Holy Ghost. Even he said he showed me mountains called the Delectable Mountains. I saw beauty like never before. Even I remember when I got baptized. I went down there down. I've done no doubt. I think I've been crying that day. Even but I left there with my hands raised. Even they picked up the phone. And they dialed my mother and said, listen, I got baptized. I got strength. Even I need a test, church. What you need is in God's even secret place.
Hey,
what about church? Jacob goes there. That secret place up to now. Leaves there. With a new name. Israel.
For as a prince, thou hast power with God and man has prevailed. I've been to that place where I got a new name.
Come on, bro.
I went down Jody, and I come up a new man in Christ Jesus.
Old things passed away. All things become new.
Yeah.
I went back to school. Hey, Joe, hey. No.
Oh.
I got saved.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Preach. Let me show you what I got.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that big treasure I got in the secret place
of
the
altar?
Hallelujah. Even you ever come to church, amen, come here without nothing. Even and go back out that door and the same devil there to fight you. Even but you said, I got something. Even God, even gave me a sword and I'm going to use it to fight. Even you might have discouraged me then. You might have been discouraged last night. Even but there, I think you found a ruby. I think you found a treasure. Hey, church, I'm trying to test. There are treasures, there are riches in God's altar. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Why don't you find the pearl in your pack?
Come on.
And strength in that weak place. John said, or Paul said, sought the Lord Christ, who might remove this thorn from me. I can't preach in this place. I can't stay encouraged in this place. He went somewhere. I don't know if it was in a closet. I don't know if it was by a stump. I don't know if it's in the church at the altar. But he found a secret place.
Yes, it is.
And he left with that thorn. Just like he went in with that thorn. But he left. And I'm ready to preach, boy. Well, how are you going to preach today? For God's grace is sufficient. How are you going to have revival with that in your life? How are you going to have revival with that in your way? Even that wall is still there. I'll tell you how I've got treasure. I've found strength. Even where'd you find it at? Even I found it all by myself. Even in God's altar. Even out of nowhere. I don't know which direction it come from. Even but Daniel said, and behold, the hand touched me, and he set me upon my knees, and the palms of my hands. And he said, oh, Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Hey, church, there are riches in God's secret place. Stand with us, if you will. Moses can't go in the Canaan land. I don't know if I can handle that one again. But come here. I won't take you up on the mountain. I love that mountain. I ain't got to go to heaven yet.
Come on.
He took me somewhere like he took Moses.
Yeah. Come
on, and he said, now watch right out there, son. And the clouds started parting. And the sun shined right down on Canaan. I see the river of honey. I see the river of me. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I think I can serve you. And I'll inherit Canaan one day. Just because you're showing me a little bit of it, right? How do we make it, Brother Mike? How do we make it in this day? How are we going to make it in this hour? I'll tell you how. By going to a place, brother, and God opening our eyes.
Right.
I think I do see it.
Right. Come on.
I think I feel it. Yes, Lord. Preach. It is just like you said.
Come on.
I see houses that they didn't build, and I see them living in them. You're not there, Moses, no, but I'm looking at it.
You're not going, Moses. No, but you don't know. Even in a few years, you'll see me in the book of Matthew on Mount Transfiguration. I'll go there. Hey, church, even let me tell you, right here tonight, you can find the strength. You can find the help that you need.
Are they playing? Would you come? Would you come? God's got some things for some people. Hear me. Come and preach.
He said, Elisha, if you see me, when I'm taken, the mantle's going to fall. The anointing's going to fall. The blessing's going to come.
Yeah.
How you know? Because Joel told me. He said, in the last days I will pour my spirit out upon all flesh. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst.
Right.
He that walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, and the candlesticks are the church. He walks in the midst of the church, meeting their needs, helping them. That tells me one thing. Blessing's going to be there. Let me get in that place. If I'll just go to that place, I'll get what I need. Hey, would you like to come? While they sing, why don't you come on? You need something from the Lord. Why don't you come?
I just want to be where you are.
God, ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Say, I really need to find the treasure.
I really need to find that help
that my soul so desperately needs.